welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at PR@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, my guest today just might be my sister from another mister. We've hit it off like old friends. She is Jennifer Milius. Jen is a storyteller and people whisperer. She is an author, motivational speaker, career and leadership coach. Jen has enjoyed writing and reading since she was a young girl, leading her to earn an undergraduate degree in communications. Her career path has involved intense management skills such as public relations, project management, organization development, and continuous improvement, but it was her love for storytelling, animals, and helping people, especially young people, that inspired her to write books about her two adorable cats, Einstein and Moo. Einstein and the Leaf is the first of six books in the Einstein and Moo series. There is also an activity book based on the series, and she is a speaker and a coach, and just a high-spirited woman who has heart and passion. So let's learn more. Welcome to the network, Jen.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Pat. I'm so excited to be here.
I am too. I just love you.
Thank you. Likewise.
You know, what first attracted me to you were your books about cats, because most people who know me know that I have 13 rescue cats. And so I know firsthand how inspiring they really are. So tell us about your Einstein and Moo books inspired by your own tuxedo cats, which, by the way, are beautiful. Why did you decide to write these books?
Oh, thank you so much. I love animals. I think they are just amazing. They all have a little personality and a little spirit, and I see that in each animal. And when our family adopted Einstein and Moo, they just bring so much joy. Einstein is a sassy little boy. He loves to chit-chat. He loves to get up and on things where you really would prefer him not to go. And then when he's done something like that, he offers you a headbutt as though he's saying, hey, I'm sorry, it's all good. And he likes to bring you toys, where Mooshu is my little snuggle bug, and she is just as cuddly and as sweet and as cautious as she can be. So she's almost the polar opposite in some ways of her brother. They're both sweet and they're both loving, but they're both curious in different ways, and they're both adventurous in their own different ways. But so are we. So are we as individuals, as people. So I kind of see that the beauty in them, just like I see it in us. And I felt drawn to want to write about them. I would watch their antics and think that they were funny. And the idea hit to, what about writing out this story? And it turned into, hey, this poem could actually be a story, like a picture book. It just needs some pictures. And it went from there to try to find an illustrator. And when those paths weren't really panning out, then I started looking at publishers. And I found a publisher who helped connect me to the illustrators who brought Einstein and Moo to life in such a beautiful way in the books.
I love journeys like that. You adopt these little characters and not planning to write a book. I have two, as you said that, it made me think of Sonny and JoJo, brother and sister, and he's a crazy one and runs around, gets on counters, and it's like, no. And then, as you say, so loving. And then little JoJo is just the sweetest little quiet thing. So yeah, their antics and their behavior and their personality are definitely something to write about. I think there's a lot of lessons that we can learn. So I get what you're saying. Maybe give us a little peek into some of the books. What are they about and how are they structured?
Oh, sure. Well, they rhyme like Dr. Seuss. So there's a rhyming in the beat. You can hear a beat and you can hear the rhyme. They're just sweet to me. So Einstein, because he is a little bit sassier, a little bit more playful, his books show up that way. So Einstein and the Leaf is the first one in the series, and it's where indoor kitty Einstein is watching kids play in the leaves outside, and he's thinking, how can I get to do that too? So when some leaves make their way into the house, Einstein spots his moment and goes to town. And the fourth book in the series is another one of just Einstein and the Snow, and that's one where he sees that there's white outside, and he's trying to figure out what's going on. And he decides that he has to figure out a way to go investigate and ends up getting a little bit wet in the process. But Mushu is, the second book is Mu and the Case of the Mistaken Identity. And that's where Mu is playing with a little ball and it bounces up against the glass fireplace and she sees something and she's got to figure out what it is. And then the fifth book is Mu and Her Favorite Spot, which is starting out as a blanket. She adores cuddly, cushy, plush things so she can make biscuits in them, little kneading in them. And then as she's pondering this blanket, she wonders, is that really her favorite spot? Until she decides she actually has one just that she loves just a little bit more. And then there's two books where the kitties actually appear and work together. One is Einstein and Mu and the Quest for the Catnip. And the most recent one is Einstein and Mu and the Unexpected Visitor. And in both of those, when both kitties show up in a book, you can see both of their personalities coming through and how they help each other. So, and how they interact in their own character. So where Einstein might act first and then think about it more so, Mushu's thinking about it a little bit more and then she acts and they help each other to figure out either how to get the treat that they really want or figure out, is this unexpected visitor a friend?
And as you're saying this, I'm thinking you can obviously make that correlation between these little personalities and people and children. And so I'm sure that inspired your school visits as well.
Oh, yes. I love, love, love doing school visits. They are so much fun to encourage imaginations and to encourage the young readers to embrace their uniqueness, too. Just like Einstein and Mu embrace their uniqueness. They are who they are. They don't try to be someone that they're not. And so when I go and visit schools, those are the exact type of messages that I talk about. Plus, I love to show videos of the kitties in action to show their personalities, even more so than just me talking about them.
And I think it would also inspire young people to think about animals in a different light. As you said, imagine what it would be like to be an animal for the first time and see snow or to see a leaf and you don't know what it is or to have to make that decision, do I like this blanket better or not? And I think a lot of times people don't look or think about an animal from their perspective. So I think this might open up that whole world to young people.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I think these are extremely important books. They're on so many levels. They're simple, but so serious and intense, really.
Well, thank you. I wanted them to feel simple and light and playful mm-hmm. and sweet. Even when Einstein might be getting himself into a little mischief, it's still sweet and it's still curious and exciting. And I think that that's so amazing. And there's another book in the series, but it's actually not a storybook as much as it's an activity book. And to me, that's just another way of showing the characters, allowing a child to use their imagination and, again, expressing their uniqueness because they're able to do the activities or color the images to what makes sense to them. And to me, I think that's just an awesome gift is when you have something special in you that you're willing to share it. And we all do, regardless if we're 5 or 25 or 55.
Right. Very inspiring for young people, I'm sure. And they probably just love to have you show up.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun. I have
know.
A good time doing it. I hope that they do too.
Oh, I'm sure they do. And the other day you shared a story with me after one of your school visits. You were heading home and traffic was pretty intense. And so you decided to derail and go a different direction. And you, through this adventure, you rescued another kitty. So I'm wondering, do you expect another book or two to develop around your new addition, Captain Jack?
Oh, Captain Jack, he is just such an awesome little kitty. He's actually a tripod, which basically means he has three legs. He needed some significant, serious help when we first found him, but he doesn't miss that back leg. He runs circles around his older siblings. So there might be something down the road for him. He's definitely come through in a few of my blog posts. I've definitely written about him like that, but not necessarily a story, but I am a writer, so there are just that it could be stories down the road for him.
I really hope so, because given that he does have what some people might consider a handicap, I mean, there's a whole lesson learned there, how you can turn adversity into positive and how, you know, having three legs really doesn't slow this little guy down.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He is an amazing little kitty, and he has so much spunk and personality. He's just, I just see a beautiful kitty and a beautiful spirit, just like I see in four-legged siblings.
Absolutely. There's a story there or more.
Definitely.
Come on, get cracking here. What's going on?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, tell us about the illustrations. Those are pretty cool as well.
Oh, my illustrator, she is amazing. She is able to capture the beauty and the love of the animal. She really helps to bring that to life, and even in their eyes. And when you can see the joy and the playfulness in the character's eyes on the picture, you know you've connected with a strong illustrator, someone who really understands what you're trying to communicate. And she hand sketches things first. So after she reads the story and understands how we're going to break it into the actual book layout, she would do the hand sketches for the illustrations. And after I would approve them for the books, and she was colorizing them for the books, I was sitting there with my crayons, which is what actually brought about the activity book, because I was sitting there coloring the pictures and thought, okay, well, if I'm doing this, somebody else might like to, too. But she's just a talented individual, and I am so thankful to have found her.
Absolutely. What a gift to have found her so that she could really help bring to life your story.
Definitely. It definitely takes a team.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Well, now let's go from cats to coaching. You do have a coaching side of your business. So why did you decide to go that route?
One of my passions is encouraging other people. So it's always been a part of me, whether it was informally or formally. And so it was something I naturally did in the corporate world and brought so much joy that it really felt like a natural fit to embrace into my business. For me, that mission is to leave a positive and a lasting influence that encourages people to be the best that they can be by letting their light shine. So it kind of is another way of articulating it for adults, if you will, than the books for the kids.
You just said something. You used the phrase to let their light shine. And yep. I watched the YouTube video on your website when you were a little girl and you got up with a group of kids and had to sing that song, This Little Light of Mine, and you took yours to another level. So,
yes, I did. My parents said we were all supposed to sing that song, and we were about three or four, and you had to have your finger in the air and sing, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. And so most of the kids, almost all the kids, have their finger up and they're just kind of like, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And my parents said that I had my finger out a little bit more. I was wiggling my hips and just rocking it out. And recently they gave me a picture from that particular event. It was a printed picture that they handed me and said, oh yeah, this is for you letting your light shine. And I went, yes. That's awesome. That is so cool. But it's the truth that when you are doing something that brings you to life, that joy inside of you is just radiating, that is you letting your light shine. And that's the best gift you can give everybody, including yourself.
Absolutely. I want to talk about the piece on your website about your At the Table program, where you talked about people that come into a meeting and some of them sit around the periphery against the wall and some actually show up at the table. And I think that really ties in so well with that ability to be able to let your light shine regardless and not take that back seat against the wall. So share a little bit about your At the Table program.
And thank you for describing that, because I don't know how many times you sat in a corporate room or your listeners might have, but when you're in that big meeting and you see people who just go right over and sit at the table, they're ready to talk, they're ready to be seen, they don't mind being there, and there's a presence about them. They might even spread out a little bit as they sit down at the table. They put their drink down, they put their planner down, and they engage. But then there's people who come in and they sit along the wall and they don't always engage unless someone from the table has turned to them and said, hey, what do you think? Or, hey, come on up here. And then they're like, oh, I don't know that I want to be there. But to me, if you're in that room, then you need to be seen and you need to speak up because there's something in you that nobody else has. So be present and be in that space. And sometimes that can be really scary. So my program, my At the Table program, it's a high-touch program, meaning it's one-on-one with me for 6 months, and you can't get away from me. You could try, but no. But it's 6 months of one-on-one coaching with me every other week. So we're asking questions to really understand what is going on with you. Let's learn about your strengths. Let's get those strengths to come out so that you are shining, so that you aren't on the sidelines, that you are stepping up and being seen. Let's get clear on your vision, on where you want to be, and move you closer to achieving it. I'm also the type of person to not only give you honest feedback, but it's coming from a place for wanting you to truly succeed. I want you to be successful. So to me, part of that comes back through by reassuring you that you've really got what it takes. You can stand out and you have so much to offer. And sometimes it just takes a leap of faith, and I want to help you make that leap of faith. Mm-hmm. I'm the person who's been there. I've sat along the wall, and I remember one time a boss looked at me and he was, get over here and sit there. And I was like, I don't think so. And I shook my head and he was like, sit here. And he like created a space for me to be there. And I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's just done this to me. And then I thought, you know what? What am I thinking? I'm not even value. He wouldn't have done this if he didn't think so. And you know what? I'm okay. I got this. Mm-hmm. And you change. Your whole body language changes when you are in that space and you are confident in what you're doing.
Even if you're not. Just the fact that you showed up and sat there will give you the confidence.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. So how would someone and why would someone think that they needed a coach? Who is your audience and how would someone come to that conclusion that, yes, this is something I need to do?
Well, my audience, I mean, I help motivated professionals and entrepreneurs to go from questioning their next steps or doubting their abilities to transforming into the confident business leader that they are meant to be by breaking through the noise and turning an idea into reality a step at a time. Why I think somebody needs a coach, I really perceive being a coach, the biggest role is being a teacher and an encourager of change, because change isn't really good or bad, it just is. But it can be so scary because we're leaving what we know and we're moving out of our comfort zone. And I think that coaches help you to make those changes happen. They give you that support. I think that there's also an element of change that people want to make. They want to set a new level of performance, or they want to achieve that new level in their business or in their career. And sometimes they just need some help. Sometimes they need some guidance. And I see a coach as someone who is there to help you grow and to help you move through it. And I think that's the best benefit is when you are leading your life. And as a coach, I believe that I should also have a coach. And I do. I'm so grateful to have her because she encourages me in this very same way. So wherever you feel like you need that extra push or that closure, if it's a sales coach, if it's a business coach or a health coach, whatever those arenas are, they're helping you to strengthen your skills and close that gap so you are doing more and leading in your best life.
And I'm thinking of so many people who are solopreneurs. You're working by yourself and trying to create a business and stay happy at the same time. And there's nobody around you to give you that support or even to have those kind of conversations with. So I think just somebody else to listen to you and to, you know, help you stand up when you're all by yourself is extremely important.
Absolutely. And sometimes you also need that person to challenge you mm-hmm. and say, I see you, and I see you're doing these great things. I can see you can do even more. What's going on? Let's get you where you ought to be, where you have so much value. Why are you holding yourself back? Or where do you need help? Because you don't want to hold yourself back, but you know you have a gap to close in some way. So those are great reasons to help to get somebody who you click with, and then to trust that process that you both will go through to help you get to where you need to be.
And you, my friend, are very clickable.
It's, thank you.
It's easy to click with you.
Thank you.
So you offer a 6-month coaching program.
Yes.
So what's the process? Somebody contacts you, and then what happens after that?
Well, if they wanted to do a discovery call, just to chat, to see if we would be a good fit, which is totally fine, because I think it's a mutual decision. Not only does that client need to feel comfortable with the coach, but the coach also needs to feel like this is the right fit too. So I offer free discovery calls for that very purpose, for people who are serious about wanting to work with me. And assuming that we are on the same page, then I have questions that I start to ask to figure out what's going on and where they're trying to go. And we line up the 6 months worth of sessions, which are 60 minutes one-on-one with me, and I start sending workbooks as needed, but we start out with a conversation. The conversation is figuring out, what do you need and how do we help to get you there? What are your goals? And I will listen for pieces that I think is there a gap to close? Do we need some clarity here? Is there something with a mindset piece that needs to happen? Probably all of those pieces need to happen. And my goal, my job is to move you to where you want to be. And I do that by wanting to make sure that I'm there for that person. As I mentioned, it's not just one-on-one when we're sitting there talking through Zoom or Skype, but there's also email support too, where I want to help that person as they go through this journey.
Excellent. Why don't you give us your website right now, and then we'll grab it again later.
Sure. It's www.jennifermilius.com, and Milius is M-I-L-I-U-S.
Okay. Jennifer Milius, M-I-L-I-U-S.com. All right, my friend. And then, as well as a speaker for young children with your Einstein and Mu books and your coaching, you are also a motivational speaker. So what topics do you like to explore with your audience?
Well, they all kind of resonate throughout my whole business. So being true to yourself, I love leadership and personal development. So topics along those pieces definitely change. Entrepreneurship, because I'm an entrepreneur too, so I want to help others in that same space. I'm also a military spouse. My husband is a Navy reservist, so where I can help somebody else in that journey, I want to be able to do so. The love of animals, I'm all over animals, especially rescue animals, and writing. If I can help somebody in their writing path or sharing that process or understanding writing as a business, all of those things are part and parcel to the things I speak about, which come through in each of the other events, types of hats, so to speak, anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow, you are such a fascinating woman. You really are.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, this has been my pleasure. And there's so much more I want to know about you. You know, I'm thinking here you are helping animals and your motivating people to succeed, and you're out there speaking and motivating. Let's look at you for a minute. So through all of this journey, what have you learned about yourself?
Well, actually, that I can do this. You know, sometimes the things that you teach are sometimes the things you are also reminding yourself about. And the idea of saying, let your light shine, Jen. You too need to let your light shine. So get out there and share your gifts. So share the love of animals by sharing these stories, or sharing by helping somebody else to be successful on their career path. That's also me letting my light shine. Mm-hmm. Or being there for another person. That's me letting my light shine. So to me, that's just further instilling to continue to do that.
Well, you are quite a bright light.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
So kind.
No, I'm being honest. So what's next for you, book-wise or coaching-wise, or what's new on your plate coming up?
Well, I have been working with a friend of mine on a leadership book. So that's been a lot of fun to work with someone else to write a story. So it's somewhat of a pivot in the writing, but it's still aligning to my overarching message and the pieces that are important to me with between coaching and speaking and still leading, even with little ones, you still are leading with them. So this book is still in its developmental stages, but it's pretty cool. It's a really neat process to be doing this and with someone else too. Mm-hmm. And I also have other affectionately called WIP, work in progress. So I have other books in various stages of words and structure and so forth. So continuing on those paths and continuing to share and help us others as much as possible.
Well, good. We'll just keep an eye on you and see what's coming up next, right?
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is there anything that we missed today that you wanted to talk about?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you so much.
I think you're quite an inspiration to those that are listening and really think that you would make an awesome coach for just about anybody. As far as coaching and the person's background, are there any certain topics or areas that you work best with?
I want to work, I would call them my dreamies, so to speak. And my dreamies are smart, friendly, proactive, and motivated professionals and entrepreneurs who are willing to do the work, even if it's new to them. And they want to do fulfilling work and understand that it does take effort, but they believe in themselves and they're willing to invest in themselves. Mm-hmm. And even if they're scared, even if they're not sure what steps to take, they realize that they need and they want help.
All right. And you are the person.
Thanks.
So we mentioned your website. Let's talk about your books then. Where can folks go to learn more about you and where can they purchase your books? Any other places other than your website?
Sure. They're available on Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Waterstones if they're in the UK. They're also available, like you said, through my website. So they're all over the place.
All right. Well, before we head out then, any final words that you'd like to share?
Just as I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. And it's just been a true honor to be able to spend time with you, Pat. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I really feel like I met a friend and a kindred spirit. So I know we are going to have a long-lasting relationship. And I'm going to encourage everybody then to head over to your website. It is jennifermilius.com. Jennifermilius.com. Well, my friend, let's do this again sometime soon.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much.